tourism is one of the largest employers in the country. Actually, I think we surpass mining in terms of employment. So from a tourism perspective, Khumutso, tourism is a very important sector in that it makes people want to visit the country. When you look at all the products that South Africa in particular has, from game parks to hotels to various experiences, restaurants, events, etc., etc. So it has a huge impact in that the people domestically, you go to Cape Town, you spend money on a plane, you spend money in accommodation, you spend money with the food and transport when you get there and then back. Similarly with international travelers, they come to our country and they leave a lot of money behind before going back home. So it has a huge contributor to the economy.
Now tell us about the Lilizela Tourism Awards. What are they and what exactly motivated this initiative? Because we understand that this is the first integrated tourism awards in Africa.
100%. Lilizela Tourism Awards, basically it is a project that was driven from the minister's office directly in that he wanted to see a consolidation of the tourism awards in South Africa. There are too many award ceremonies that are independently owned and run and therefore costing a lot of money that at the end of the day is too haphazard. It was all over the place and it costs money to manage and run these things. From the minister's office, the idea was to consolidate and come up with the one big award, basically the Oscars in terms of tourism, for people to aspire towards in terms of A, participating in it, and B, most importantly, make sure that we deliver a service and a quality facility that enables them to participate in the award program. So the idea is to acknowledge people and establishments and operators in the industry who make this tourism industry of ours a force to be reckoned with, who make South Africa a destination of choice for a lot of visitors.
What are some of your objectives and also what impacts do you think these awards will have in ensuring the excellence in the industry?
I think it will have a fantastic, a huge impact in that what we've created here is something that people will aspire to participate in because it's about recognition. And at the end of the day, everybody wants recognition. Whether you are a customer, when you complain or compliment somebody on their service, you want to be recognized for that compliment or the complaint. For people who are helping South Africa grow tourism, we want to recognize them. The spillover effect is that more and more people will want to impress our visitors, want to deliver excellent service, want to keep quality establishments so that more people come. And the more people come, the more they want to excel, the more they want to keep quality, et cetera, et cetera. And that is the cycle, the positive growth cycle that we see.
Talk us through some of the categories that will be used at the award.
National winners will be acknowledged on the 12th of September this year. But from the 14th of August to the 10th of September, we will have the provincial awards. So everybody in the tourism space can enter the awards, get themselves voted for by customers, and if they are winners in their province, they will come up as winners and will be acknowledged at the provincial events we'll be having from the 14th of August, as I said, to the 10th of September across the 9 provinces. And then the provincial winners will then go into the national pot and stand a chance to become the winners.